First Lady Michelle Obama is by far one of the most popular political figures in America because she's largely avoided appearing too political. Instead, she's devoted much of her attention to encouraging good nutrition and healthy lifestyles for America's children. But that cause has run head-on into a congressional fight over the school lunch program. And as NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith reports, that means today the First Lady got political.
As First Lady Michelle Obama sees it, the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act of 2010 is working. Childhood obesity has begun to tick down, and kids are eating more fruits and vegetables in their school cafeterias.
We're starting to move the curve on this.
But, she says, the healthy menu changes are being threatened by Congress.
You know, this is unacceptable. It's unacceptable to me not just as First Lady, but as a mother.
And she's fighting back. Today, Mrs. Obama met with school nutrition directors from districts that like the new menu standards. And she's taking a very public stand against congressional efforts to offer districts waivers or otherwise change the rules.
We have to be willing to fight the hard fight now. This is what I tell myself. In 10 or 20 years, I don't want to look back with regret and think that we gave up on our kids because we felt like this thing was too hard or too expensive. We owe our kids way more than that.
The lobbying on school lunch rules began well before the 2010 legislation passed. In 2011, food companies succeeded at getting legislative language to make tomato sauce on frozen pizza count as a vegetable. Now the argument is over whole grains and sodium, and while you're at it, the whole mandatory fruit or vegetable thing. But it isn't as simple as industry versus the health of children. At a House Appropriations Subcommittee hearing last week, Alabama Republican Robert Adderholt talked about a provision he was offering to give some districts a temporary waiver from the lunch rules.
I continually hear from my schools in Alabama about the challenges and the costs they're facing and their desperation for flexibility and relief so that they can operate a program that serves healthy food that the kids will eat.
The chief operations officer for the St. Paul Public Schools, Jean Ronnie, says currently half of all grains served in her district's cafeteria have to be whole grains. But soon, that will jump to 100%.
We would like some flexibility to be able to offer some items that might not be whole grain.
Ronnie is also vice president of the School Nutrition Association. That group represents school food administrators and also gets money from food service companies. She says schools in the South are struggling to figure out whole grain biscuits or grits.
We've got a lot of students that are coming to us used to having white rice, basmati rice, white tortilla shells. And while it's certainly something to be able to offer whole grains, it would be nice that we could once in a while offer some of those things that students are more accustomed to.
And she says there's another problem with the current rules. Kids just don't want to eat their vegetables. But now schools are required to make students take at least one serving of fruits or veggies.
So what might happen is if it's not a popular item, then it goes in the trash can once they've gone through the cashier line.
The National School Boards Association is chiming in, too, calling for changes to the lunch rules. For her part, the First Lady suggests discussing ways to make the nutrition standards work for all schools rather than talking about rolling them back. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.